CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Pressure on a wide range of economic reopening stocks drove Wall Street's first two-day slide this month in a profit-taking pullback from all-time highs. The S&P 500 shed two-thirds of a percent on Tuesday and is now off about 1.3% from Friday's record high. The damage worse in travel, energy, and bank stocks, and a step back by investors from the core economically sensitive sectors that are geared to a post-COVID world. United Airlines' mixed outlook, Europe's latest case surge of COVID, and bond yields' ongoing retreat are all factors here. Corporate earnings continue to arrive on the strong side, including from Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson on Tuesday, even as Netflix's subscriber growth did disappoint Wall Street after a strong 2020. Yet to a degree, the stock market's 11% surge this year through last week accounted perhaps for much of this broad profit improvement. So far, the setback in the broad indexes looks quite routine, just as the 2 to 5% declines in the latter part of January, February, and March appear so in retrospect. At some point, one of these refreshing dips will deepen into a more unsettling correction, but there is no reliable way to tell just when this is about to happen. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.